American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 726. Here is the translated text as follows. 694X. American State Trials. The nobleman of the world was asked to go and see Bill Cook, to persuade him and do what he could to keep him quiet. No. Her game was to impress upon Mr. Candler that Cook has caught me red-handed, is going to tell my husband, and I've got to get out of town. With plenty of cash. You remember that she states that after Mr. Adair had considered giving her an annuity of $3,000 a year, she went to a card party. When she got back, her figure was raised to $500,000. Don't you know that she met Bill Cook after that card party and he told her to boost the price? Gentlemen, counsel for the defense argue for mercy. They argue sympathy and cite the story in the Bible where Christ forgave a harlot. The woman Christ forgave hadn't sinned against anyone save herself. She hadn't entered into a malicious plot with a man like Cook to get money by evil ways for their joint use and purposes. She was not a blackmailer, but only a woman who had sinned as a woman against herself alone. Your duty, gentlemen, in this case is great as men, and tears and moans are nothing else but attempts to influence you from your plain duty. Some of the greatest outrages ever perpetrated in this state have been the turning loose of women as guilty as hell. The record in this respect is a blot on the state. Let the court settle the question of clemency. We are not asking that the defendant be placed on probation or anything else, but that you do your duty. Mercy only sanctions wrong when a jury returns a verdict that doesn't speak the truth. You will have sanctioned blackmail if you bring in the wrong verdict. Throughout this event in Mr. Candler's office, Mrs. Hirsch was acting her part to fit. She had agreed to let Cook in, to cry, "There's a man at the window," as a signal to Cook to be at the door so that she could let him in. She then goes to her husband's office and finds a note, and in less than 10 minutes, phones Mr. Candler. What for? Not to stop Cook with Mr. Candler.